Hey everybody, it's Film Sack, a special episode of Film Sack where we live commentary a episode of Star Trek, the original series, Season 1, Episode 5, The Naked Time. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian, and Randy. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
And we're to celebrate this episode, we are all having naked time right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's required.
It's the only way to watch this episode.
That's right. If you're doing this live with us, you need to take off all your clothes. How's that song go?
It's getting hot in here.
There it is.
It's getting trek in here.
That's right. So this is The Naked Time. People have fond feelings about this episode. There's also a TNG episode called The Naked Now, which is a direct riff on it. Also, it's ridiculous and seems like the perfect thing for us to do. And the reason we're doing it is because a bunch of us are out of town today. And that's why you're getting this version of an episode. I know people look forward to these, so we're excited to do it. Here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to pause this, go find that episode. Again, Season 1, Episode 5 of Star Trek, the original series, currently streaming on Netflix. And you want to pause the screen just as the Enterprise starts to fade in. Just the very beginning there, there's a fade in and a little bit of music, and right there is where we're paused. So go do that, pause that, come back. Oh, you're back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You've paused and now you're back. Let's hit play when I count down to 3, 2, 1, and then the word go. All right. I know it's different every time, but the word go is how we're doing it today. So here we go. Let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh, the music.
Ooh, that's a good looking ship.
Right. All right. They're over the planet. Yeah, right. Remember,
this is the new effects. Look at that planet.
Yeah, these are all new effects. I don't remember when they redid all this. Oh, they say this is the year 2000. What? I missed the date.
No. PSI 2000 or the Psi 2000 is the name
of the planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, everything's cold.
That's right. Okay, I'm gonna
freeze.
I'm gonna say when I was a kid, this freaked me out. Just the idea that people were frozen like that really freaks me out.
That person was staying up late looking at his computer.
Are these red shirts?
And holding a box of cereal apparently too.
That's his Pringles can is what that is.
We thought this planet would be covered in bees. Bees.
Uh-oh. Red shirt.
We've taken all the... Yeah.
Everyone's a red shirt in this one.
He's going in the other room.
They never used these costumes again, did they? Wah, wah.
Yeah, I don't remember ever... I don't remember ever seeing these environmental suits twice.
No. Were they tablecloths before or after they used them in this episode?
It does look like Spock's about to start belly dancing, right? And he's wearing a bunch of...
She is totally a mannequin. Oh, my gosh.
Is she a mannequin? Oh, she is.
Yeah, definitely. Look at that.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's like straight out of Macy's. You don't care.
Frozen like she's throwing her hands in the air. Just doesn't care.
Who is this guy?
A guy who is going to die at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a gorgeous man. Like, I can only see 1/20th of his entire person, and he is a beautiful person.
Leonard, before you go, can you give me a Pringle out of your Pringle gun? That'd be lovely.
Once you pop, you
can. Once you pop.
All right, what's he doing? Buzzing? Okay. Oh no, something itches. Oh shit. Itch. Don't itch it. Don't
you know anything about environmental controls?
Oh, yes.
No. Don't do it.
It's getting cold
in
here.
What an idiot.
Okay, that one's fine.
If you can just reach up into the headpiece, it's not working.
And why do you need to take your glove off if you can just reach under there, too?
Look at him.
Don't touch Don't touch the magic eyes.
Look at this.
Oh, no. Go.
Is this stop motion? What is this?
Yeah, stop motion. Yes, this is stop motion.
Oh, no, I think it's just
upside
dripping.
Down camera. Yeah,
it's exactly.
Slow motion upside down camera.
Don't snip it.
I scratched my butt earlier. Let me.
This is one of the
this
most.
This is why Scott doesn't like 3D movies, 3D glasses in movie theaters.
Yeah. Seriously, this is one of the most obvious trope depictions of a red shirt ever.
Yeah. Right. This guy is not leadership material ever.
That's right. No.
I've dealt with before.
Ooh, nothing.
Well, it's only episode 5. Of course it's like nothing you've dealt with before.
Yeah. This is the fifth thing we've dealt with, Captain.
We're only 5 days into the 3-year mission.
Yeah, we've only dealt with 5 total things. Here is the fifth. look how much better this looks than it used to, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but they still kept it retro and weird Like those stars are still kind of goofy, but mm-hmm. the ship and the ship is still 60s, but man, it looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Like an ice skater.
Terrible fun.
Yeah.
Shushing through space.
Mm-hmm.
That's all something right. they never seem to discover an ice planet where people use skates to get around. You would think.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, good point. Actually, I feel like ice planets are few and far between on this show.
And mm-hmm. given how cold the overall universe is, ice planets should be plentiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just use that like spray-on snow stuff your mom used to have around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Oh, it just looks like pure asbestos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It totally does.
There's your star date, 1704. Oh, look, he's got zip disk. Mm.
Mini discs, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mini discs.
Let's listen to some Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me.
Oh, he was so young.
Ooh, the lighting.
That lighting was always beautiful.
He's a handsome man, dude.
Mm-hmm. They were all young. Gosh.
Shouldn't I be down with the engines? Oh,
we brought back the red shirt who's all contaminated.
Decontaminated.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Shouldn't they have done that when they were beaming them in?
Mm-hmm, I would think.
Turn on the disco lights.
I'm just doing his homework. Ooh. I'm doing my crossword. Leave me alone.
What's an 8-letter word for breaking something? Sabotage.
Sabotage.
Oh, the last time we was here, Kirk was on that.
Mm-hmm.
Inverted peddler machine.
Oh, look at Spock.
Ooh, black.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I love his black outfits. I
see his doodle.
Oh.
You may. Wow.
So normal for a Vulcan.
Okay.
I wonder how consistent they were with that.
He's just such a racist doctor.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's space racist.
Spacist,
yeah. Spacist. Oh, the sets are just shit. Can we just say they're terrible? Look at that.
Yeah, that guy looks like Ruffalo.
He does. He does. I was trying to figure out who it was, but you're right.
Oh, Ruffalo weird. Dead. Like young Ruffalo.
Ruffalo's a time traveler.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Oh, the black shirt goes under.
Mm-hmm.
His form-fitting wiener exposer.
You know what's interesting? It's interesting to watch well-restored television from back before hair products were a thing for actors.
Like, oh, yeah.
Obviously, she's covered in hairspray, but the actors, their hair is all frizzy. And
why isn't he saying something, by the way? Why wouldn't you say the doctor's looking at you?
And this...
Wouldn't you say, you know, doctor, something's up here?
Yeoman Rand has brought us a fresh set of mini discs. Ooh, Eve 6.
Why would you assume that? They flash frozen or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
The computer room.
Okay. I disagree. It is not cool.
The space madness. Space madness. Yay.
Way too much gibberish all at once.
I don't like when they refer to tapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's the future, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
These magnetic tapes, we were able to tell by looking at them.
I just downloaded it from the cloud.
Something wrong
space
with my password.
Space cloud.
The encryption's not working. It'd be fun to go back and redo all the technobabble to match current standards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just kind of have insert words in there.
Right. We ran it through virus scan.
All right. Hurry up. We know it's contagious. Just go touch the guy.
Scott wants them to hurry up and get into Jeopardy.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
I do. Because, you know, they're going to, like Dunaway always says, and I agree with him, they always fix this stuff with only 2 minutes left in the episode. Yeah. So
it's a race to
may
the
as well
end.
Just get to it. Oh. How can, whatever.
Whatever.
Communicators never, they don't work the way they're supposed to, ever.
Why was that? I'm sorry, with the closed captioning, why was her speech in upper and lower case and everybody else's all caps?
I assume it's because it was over a radio or something.
She's not in the room, right?
Oh, okay.
So that's the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but
you'd think it'd be the other way around.
Oh, is this the first time we've seen the
replicator?
The food replicator, I wonder?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I suppose probably early on.
That looked like shit.
Plastic squares are for everything.
Got my plastic square. It's like the iPhone of the future.
Yeah, the set. Yeah. Made
that'll work. Yeah, that's a good idea.
What's he looking at? There's nothing there.
When you have space diseases, you try to wipe them off on your shirt.
What is that on the wall behind them? It's like a picture with no picture in it.
It's usually showing NFL Network.
Oh, Takei just put the finger in his chest.
Yeah, he got fingered by Takei. Oh, my.
What's behind them is my question. Mm-hmm. What's that purple?
An office cubicle separator. For real, like that's just a shitty old office separator thing.
No. What's the thing? Oh. Is that a plant? Oh, it's a plant.
It's a
plant. Okay.
Oh, it's like a space plant.
Rubber tree plant.
It's a space plant.
Nope, don't you be.
Classic Star Trek potted plant.
Get off my neck with that thing.
Get off my neck. Is exactly what
my dad used to say that. He used to say, get off my neck.
It was a sales thing. Like, can we go out and step on some necks?
Yeah.
Oh. Food cubes. Look, he's got food cubes.
Dude, food cubes.
Get every drop of that coffee out of there.
He did it.
That thing was empty as hell.
There's no waitress here. Take your trash.
Whoa.
Oh.
Takei touches everybody in the same spot.
Yep.
Here comes your action, Mr. Johnson.
Look at that guy. That guy's great.
See, this is always... I like it when they question their butter knife.
Oh, I'm going to butter you.
I'm going to butter you.
What do you need a knife for? You got food cubes. Already been cut up.
Right.
Yeah, put it down now. See? Yeah.
Okay. He's having an episode.
Space madness.
He's got good.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Harry Carey.
Can't do that.
He's got good teeth.
Yeah.
For a guy in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll stun him. Quick. You can figure out what he's doing.
It's just a dull knife.
Well, right. What's the worst thing that's gonna happen? He's gonna stab himself and go to sick bay.
He's gonna maybe tear his clothing.
They're already sweating. I wanna know who the sweat hound is that does all the sweating in the Star Trek.
These are the worst onlookers of all time.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That was a great fall where three men all fell together.
What is it?
And now I've got it. Oh, it's on me.
Hey, does my hand smell funny to you?
Yeah. Does it smell weird to you? Does this rash look like?
I reckon the captain kept it up like 78 degrees in there because they're always sweating.
Oh, yeah, especially in the...
Let's turn it down a little bit, Captain.
Right.
I'm cold.
I'll bet these sets were hot. Just like burning lights. Oh, boy. Ugh. Where's Chekhov? You're not in yet. Not in the show yet, is he?
No, I guess not.
I haven't seen him yet.
That looks so not there.
Phyllis. No.
Oh. Here's where you might learn something.
Mm. Let me tell you something, Spock. Vulcan's gonna go down way before the Earth.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, buddy. You're gonna be partially responsible, primarily responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbass.
It's just interesting that we're episode 5, we're already talking about climate change or whatever.
Right. Baby rattle sound.
Oh, he didn't say anything to anybody either. Jeez.
No, him either. And apparently it affects your left hand first.
Ooh, Skittles.
Yeah, it's always left hand.
Right hand. No, it's right hand, sorry.
Oh, right hand. Yeah, they're right.
Mother left.
Yep. I hate this thing they look in.
Mm-hmm. Viewmaster deal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's just looking straight into a light, right? Just
right. Exactly. Right. Yes,
there is a dim bulb in front of him.
And next to him, too.
Oh, hello.
Hey, it's Majel Barrett.
Look at you.
Let's turn the lights off so we can really see in here. Why is it so dark in there?
Also, put on a face mask.
Went to the CSI School of Medicine.
Right.
Put on a freaking... I mean, where's your sanitary?
Wow, that wig. It's so bad.
It's epic. My mom used to wear those around this time. Mm-hmm. I've got pictures.
You reckon those air needles they used, you reckon they hurt as much as regular needles?
They're supposed to be more efficient, they're better, right? It's supposedly right. In the future, you got better medicine. But it just seems like it would hurt.
Like, yeah. There's hyposprays. The idea is that when you put them in, they go to many capillaries all at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like sublingual. That's the idea.
You got many, many nerves is my problem. It seems like it would hurt.
It should. It probably still hurts. They always make a face when you do it.
Yeah.
What the hell is that on his?
Vibrator?
There's a little vibrator deal on the end.
Yeah.
Compensate, fool.
Compensate for the whole planet.
Compensate, son.
You know what we should do? Back up.
Oh, no. Now he's touched.
Yeah. I pushed the button. I did the thing.
Oh, that's the end of that? How come compensate was just one button?
Brain, lungs, temp. Rick, I'm trying to see what's all in that.
Push the compensate button, quick.
The middle thing says adjust for normal.
Hmm.
Why am I so sweaty?
Because you're a horrible doctor. Terrible.
You're racist. Hypo help.
Keep shooting him full of drugs.
Hypothetical help. Yeah, he's just going to die. He's done.
Blood. You got Q5 blood and T2 blood.
Sorry.
Cell rate.
We're sorry, Mr. Stark.
The labels on the bottoms of all those graphs was really cool.
Yeah,
it was like brain, lungs, liver.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Dunaway was trying to read.
It doesn't feel
blood.
It doesn't feel like that's enough info. It's like here's five of your organs. How about everything else? Uhura. Why are you standing, Uhura?
Because everyone can see my vagina if I sit in the dress.
And maybe put some pants on. Yeah. Maybe in a second. Head down to the fourth pants deck and get a pair of pants.
Quick to the ship's Gap store.
Why isn't she sitting for real, though?
Her standing desk.
Yeah, I think you don't want to sit down in that outfit.
Standing desk is pretty awesome, though. Like, if they predicted that, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're both sweating. Sweating like a bridegroom.
What?
Oh.
He's all nervous. Nervous guy on his wedding day.
Yeah. Not later when he's doing it.
It's just that the word bridegroom is from the 18th century.
Yeah.
Right. You never hear that phrase anymore.
You'll never see me. I'm out.
And how come the woman isn't called a groom bride?
Right, yeah.
Hmm. And has a serious part in his hair. We've got this green towel for Spock in case he bleeds.
No one is going to question the temperature on the ship.
No. Like I said, Captain's got a strict policy about not touching the thermostat.
That's right. Leave it alone. I like my settings, he says.
So not much lithium crystals that burns.
Why is
leave
he,
it alone.
Why, so wait, the doctor's got it now. That's why. Right.
He was wearing gloves and stuff.
Oh, was he?
And stuff. Like a shield and stuff.
Linens and stuff.
He went to a store called Linens and Stuff.
I like Shatner.
Yeah. It's sad that he was such a jerk to the people closest to him, because he doesn't seem like he was a big jerk to the world.
No, for a long time there. I think things have mellowed because he's...
Ooh.
Well, if you don't geez, Spock, get your ass to Mars over there. But when he was on freaking was I going to
say? TJ Hooker?
No. Shit. I forgot already. Oh, no. He's having a Twitter fight with somebody. Who was that?
Oh, yeah. It's the guy from a band.
Who was it he was
Skid Row.
Oh, Skid Row.
Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach, right.
They're having a Twitter war.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
it sounds like something that should be out of 1991.
Yep. I agree. Oh, this guy's Irish. That's right. Yeah, chachai, take that. I'm leaving the bridge. Yarr. And now he's a
pirate. Is that old stereo looking mixer thing do? The, you know, remember little stereo, little knob things you used to have on stereos that would allow you to determine where the speaker location was?
Mm-hmm. What the hell was that?
I can touch the ceiling.
This disease turns him into an Irish stereotype.
Yeah. He blew the door open. Turns him into Andy Cap.
Yep. What's he doing? Look at those spray bottles. That's some high-tech shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not Windex in there. Uh-oh, I'm going to mess with your hair.
That wig is garbage, that wig.
It's so funny.
Plus, she was a brunette, right?
Oh, he's hitting on her.
He's touching her. Giving her the...
There's a lot of touching in this episode.
And plus, that's the captain's woman. You don't touch the captain's woman.
Was the captain into her? I don't remember.
That's the director's woman, too.
This guy's... What the hell was that?
Hat from
now she's got it. Around.
Like Lord of the Dance?
My chin itches.
Was that like Lord of the Dance just now? What was that?
Oh man, this thing spreads
right out of there.
This thing spreads through touch. This is gonna get. Oh my god!
Hello.
Okay, this is the greatest thing that's ever been aired on television.
Oh, it's amazing. He was buff. He looks like freaking Bruce Lee a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These aren't supposed to be sharp. Sharpen this.
Did anybody see that? I hope that we saw that.
Look at that thing on the wall next to him. What the hell is that?
These guys are like totally bewildered. No answer for this. Listen, they didn't change it.
Listen here, blue high pants. Look out. I got a sword.
Gee.
Yeah. I would have run away from you, too.
Yeah.
So are they all getting it now? Because they're all using the console?
Get out of my chair, Spock.
Yeah, this is my chair.
The console that everybody touches.
Go look at your Viewmaster. Oh, drug.
Oh, now she's sitting. No, she doesn't turn her chair to face the camera.
Does a Sharon Stone?
Right.
Why has she got shower rings in her ears?
He killed me, Mel. Killed me with a sword.
She bought them from Del Griffiths.
All right.
He fancies himself.
Your 18th century.
How is he that?
I don't know. How does he know? He's like psychoanalyzing everybody.
That's not very racist. They should have gone full like samurai or something.
Mm-hmm. Warp us out of here.
Oh my gosh, Spock, you're a little emotional.
He's been quite emotional this entire episode.
Mm-hmm. Early episodes, he definitely was a little more weird that way.
Wasn't quite. Do you sharpen that?
That's sharp.
Now, see, this is where I would expect Kirk to take his shirt off.
This is where this is where Spock just pones him. Like, if the characters are true to the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Spock just steps in and destroys Sulu.
No, and you'll also moisten up her dress with your sweaty body.
Finch.
Thank you.
It's not quite the horse from Star Trek V.
Was this the first use of the Vulcan nerve pinch?
Might have been.
Because he said, oh, you'll have to teach me that sometime.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, but it was, it can't have been the first use because it was totally unexplained.
You know what? His whole acting style is dependent on playing with the rules of punctuation.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no real period here. I'm just going to keep talking, or I'm going to create a period where there is none. Like, that's really his... What the hell was that?
Clear that tube.
I don't want to destroy the set.
Come on. There you go. Get in there.
What does that plaque say on the wall? I get it.
Who's singing, the Irish guy?
Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. I was wondering.
Over control of the ship.
I thought the computer was just singing them a nice song.
The pipes are singing.
Wow, they are flying. Wee.
They really are.
Wee.
What's that guy doing at the crack of the door? What was that?
I don't know, but I love when they do that.
Was he trying to open it with his fingernail? Oh, he's got
he's
device.
Got a stack of discs. Yeah.
Made out of Lego.
How does this door work? Always wanted one of those two. Way too many opportunities do they take over the engine room in Star Trek.
Oh, right.
Oh, the sets are just shit.
Dumbest controls ever.
Yeah.
Yes. Just
those controls were made by cutting Tonka toys in half and then painting them glossy and then gluing them on.
Yeah, basically. It's if you think about the humble beginnings, really is kind of amazing where Star Trek has gone.
Yes.
Oh, he's a handsome man.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You're interrupting my song. See, when it's on the radio, it's lowercase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently my inner person is a whiner. Can't do it.
They have a bowling alley on the Enterprise?
Oh, they do.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did they ever show it?
I don't think so. And not in the old show. Maybe they've...
Oh, no.
Oh, that's some good...
Mm-hmm.
This looks like the scene that remember somebody corrected for motion and made.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Oh, I love that.
It's out there. I've seen it. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's weird though because the viewfinder moves instead of the people, so it looks like you're looking through a cardboard box at everyone moving. Stupid. It's really weird. We should find that.
Except for the part where he got Vulcan neck pinched.
He took a dump. It was solid. It was a solid poo. That's good, right?
Apparently, every time the Vulcan nerve pinch comes into play, there's a pants full of poo.
By the way, if you weren't looking at Uhura, you just missed her picking her nose in the background. She was just sitting there picking her nose while Kirk was talking.
Uh-oh. Women issues. He's going to render Kathleen. What's that?
Song. Yeah, the song.
Okay, so based on the name of the episode, I was really expecting someone to get naked by this point.
Well, Sulu was half naked.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know what it has to do with time, though.
Yeah.
James Doohan.
I'm going to put a little 5R3 right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put a little ZW over here.
Man, his hair part is bullshit. Look at that.
7W.
Serious.
Ugh.
Them fade away.
I'm learning to hate him.
Uh-huh.
Watch it, dude.
He gonna die? I wanna take some wagers. He gonna die?
I'm gonna say no. I think they kept him around until Chekhov suddenly showed up.
Yeah, he's been in some more episodes.
But I'm not positive about that.
Hey, have you been drawn on the wall?
Hey, remember those little things? What is that, like a slide rule kind
of? Protractor looking, right.
Oscilloscope? Or no, that's not what that is.
Well, I'm getting a few more words done on my crossword puzzle. Hold
Who's
on.
The little person?
Oh, he's down a step.
Did you see that?
He was just in the lower level. That's funny.
Why do we have to sign things on the Enterprise?
Take this to the dwarf level. Tell them we're in big trouble.
Why do we have to sign things on the Enterprise? That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
That is the worst Texas.
Red paint.
This guy.
Oh, here comes the pinch.
Damn, he's so emotional in this.
He is. Love mankind.
The late 60s. No, that's Kirk's girl. I'm sorry.
That's Yeoman Rand.
Oh, Yeoman Rand was?
Yeah. She's the one that had all the drug problems.
Yeah. Just passed away recently, too. Like, recovered from all that and got her life back on track. And
yeah, she's and lived to be pretty old. She's like 78 or something.
Dude, this is the real deal. They are burning something on the set while recording the show.
Toxic smoke coming out. Styrofoam walls. Yeah.
How long does it take you to cut the little Texas shape out? Come on.
Well, twice as long if Spock didn't shut up.
Right.
Do my what is that tube thing coming down? I never noticed that tube.
That's a guy's. Love it's an alien wiener.
Okay, now we need to put for probing. Your anus up here.
It's for anal probing.
I need you to all fours.
Yeah, I need you to get on all fours, face this way, and take this plastic tube up your bum.
Right.
Sounds good, Doctor. Harrison. Oh, don't trust Harrison.
Because I put it in myself, it was fun.
Hello.
Okay.
I took the tranquilizers. I'm gonna take some more. Look at that beast trying to get underneath his underarms.
He's got tribbles in there.
Right.
Yeah, the trouble with pit tribbles. Pit tribble. What's she doing? Oh, looking at her hands again.
Okay.
Rattling sound.
There's a snake.
Is she going to let her hair down?
That wig is not going to like this.
What are we doing? Grunting. Jeez.
She didn't do anything. Why are you roughing her up?
Everybody is so physical.
You know, are they not seeing the correlation to the other planet with the frozen people? No one's mentioning that.
Right. We can't think with homeboy singing Kathleen down there.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
Because
it's made in 2012 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they can't be going that fast.
Uh-oh. She can make the moves on him. She is, isn't he? She. I mean.
He's she.
Siri, give me the lab.
Hippie touches.
Hippie touches.
No.
Uh-oh.
Rattling
more rattlesnakes.
It shouldn't affect Spock. He's an alien man.
She's an alien man.
Look at that. She's like she's seriously. What's the guy with the coon hats, coonskin hat?
Daniel Boone.
Yeah, it looks like a Daniel Boone hat. The way it hangs over on the side there, it's like a tail.
Right.
Why are you? He's infected much quicker.
I'm gonna give you the Vulcan nipple pinch. Makes you orgasm immediately.
I love the idea that he would have other kinds of pinches. Yes, never thought pinches, of that. Yeah. Never thought of that. The Vulcan bum pinch.
Uh-huh. Make you crap right in your pants, man. It's awesome. I've been constipated for a week. Help me out here, Spock.
Oh, pinch so much it. Better.
Pinch it.
The back pinch makes you burp.
Yeah. Cheek pinch makes you wish your grandma was home. What else?
The nose pinch makes you not sneeze.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The ear pinch lets the people at home know that you're thinking about them.
Oh, good point. I like that.
The Vulcan pinches. We need to have a whole website of Vulcan pinches.
Yeah. The Vulcan pinch Samutra.
How come it's taking him so little time to sink in? Is it because he's Vulcan? He's more Vulcan. Susceptible?
Well, he's part human, don't forget, so...
Right, but it's still accelerated based on everybody else's. Mm-hmm. They slowly did it with looking at their hands all day.
Right, but she's like rubbing all on them and stuff. Oh, how you doing? Oh,
she was a lovely lady.
Yeah, clean that black crap out of his ears.
She annoyed the hell out of me in TNG. Could never.
I'm assuming
with.
That's covering up the
the joints.
His ears got better.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh yeah.
This is pretty bad.
Oh, fuck. Red Cross.
And just offset.
My hands smell like Majel.
Majel Barrett.
I got this.
They smell like future Picard computer. What's wrong, Troy?
Their Federation of Planets insignias were really, really cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were rough right now.
Yeah. Like just little iron-on patches that weren't even iron-on very well.
No, hold your emotions.
His ear hold it in. His ear's the wrong skin tone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That too. Everything is wrong with it right now.
Yeah.
He's got his phaser out. I've had enough.
No, seriously, they're going to kill that guy. I'm pretty sure they're going to kill that guy.
He's really been working on this for like hours, it feels like.
Yes.
Said phaser to kill.
Nice shorty shirts.
Yeah. Oh, you made the wall look so metal.
It's kidding, Kirk. Just kidding.
Don't touch his funny bone. Or don't touch the sides.
May I play?
Whoa. That's the new sound for this episode, Dunaway.
Wow, that was a huge anticlimax. There's nothing there. They just went in and dragged him out of the chair.
Just so he'd stop singing. Oh, no, it's because the engines, that's right, all that other stuff. I thought it was just for the singing.
This is briefing room two. There's briefs in here. You get your briefs on.
Aww. Get in there and get a handful of Lexapro or something.
Spock's briefing himself.
Why can't his pants be 4 inches longer?
Right.
All of them have that flood thing going.
They got them tucked into the boots, right? So they're
bell bottom
way down there, right?
But they flare out. Mm. And usually when you tuck into the boots, you've got like a...
Right.
You don't flare them out.
Where is this going? What is about to happen?
I don't know. It's going somewhere great.
Is he about to touch himself?
Flop. He's fighting it.
Flop is Vulcan. Oh,
that's why he's holding one hand with the other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, those chairs are all right. They used to be worse, or they get worse.
Want to go home.
Oop.
Yeah. Those are not attached.
Nope. It's a great conference room, though.
Look at that old brother-looking typewriter-looking thing. Something your grandma used to take notes. Yep.
Why is the internet down?
That's a good meme image. Go back and
it totally would be. Yeah.
He's freaking out because they changed the Wi-Fi password on him.
It was just 3DS over there. What is that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see that.
There's Newton.
GameCube.
Yep.
He's trying to do math. You can't do math and cry.
Sounds like he's laughing.
This is amazing.
This is some bullshit.
This is horrible. I can't believe. Look at the lights.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's just holes, and they're just putting, you know, doing one light behind a bunch of holes.
It is so low rent, man.
Yeah.
Like, even for the day.
They had no budget. CBS just didn't give them enough money.
That's amazing how far it's come to me.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while, though, didn't it?
You had to have, like, I can't change the laws of physics.
Well, you got 12 because the show stops in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Commercial break.
And we're brought back to you by Pepsodent.
Pepsodent.
Whee!
Four out of five doctors use Pepsodent anally. Oh, that room.
What is he writing down? You're going to die soon.
You know what? That hallway that hallway thing looks like the Star Wars one where they go to get down in the trash compactor.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to fill out my naked time form.
I have to put another log in.
If you know what I mean.
That thing is thick. I'll just continue the euphemisms as I... Look how thick that tablet is. Come on, man. Yeah. It's the future.
Whoa, hold on.
I ain't even knew it yet.
I didn't even put this in you. That's great.
What are you holding?
What are you... Wait till I actually put this probe up your butt.
Screaming. What
he found a cure? Did he find a cure?
He did. He's been working on it.
No.
Way worse than alcohol.
No.
Right?
No. It acts like alcohol. No.
Way worse than alcohol.
Go down to the food replicators and just have it make a bunch of
cures?
No. I'm sorry. Drunk people do not act like this.
So it's Kirk's fault for having the temperature too high and making everybody sweat. That's and right. Pass this around.
That's right.
Shut up. We got 4 minutes.
She did shoplifting too, and she was not very popular as an actress.
She was great in Heathers.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her work in the Tim Burton films. But my mother has fallen off a cliff now.
Ooh. That burned.
Oh, whoa, whoa, hey, whoa, what just happened?
Apparently, Kirk is a mean drunk.
Yeah.
Kirk is freaking abusive. Oh, he's stop it.
Ooh, let me show you this
slap. Sailed right over his head.
This is the scariest thing ever.
Is this to imply that Spock has superhuman strength?
Oh yeah, he does.
Yes,
it's
been stated. It's beyond implied.
But he won't slap him again.
He's got jam on his lip.
I'm going to slap the computer.
I want a gif of Kirk slapping Spock again and again and again.
Over and over again.
Was he going to barf? Oh.
This is him really getting to explore the space with his acting.
Yep. It is so shitty.
This is amazing.
Taking my one-man Hamlet to Broadway.
Made me squeak for some reason. I got to squeak with my laugh. Gem.
What?
What's that even mean?
This is the part where he drops to the ground and starts humping the floor, right? The
ship has got a vagina. Flesh woman.
I touch you right in the engine
flesh
room.
Flesh woman.
That's a bad hero name. Flesh woman. What?
I don't know. None of this makes sense.
So he's just a pervert in his natural form. Is that the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the deal.
I'm horny.
How does he know about the formula?
And how does he... I thought he was losing it.
Yeah, me too. How do you even know? We got slapped a couple of times.
Push through.
Don't lick your lips. Another half an hour in the makeup chair.
Wow. Back in the day, the word turbo was so cool.
Yeah, it was, dude. That was super space-like.
Prepare to go turbo.
Turbo lift.
Such a cutoff shirt.
The strawberry jam needs to be licked from my lips by a lady. Never.
I'm never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna come around and desert you.
Hi, I'm fine. Hello.
Never gonna make you cry. I love the turbo lift because you got to hold that little
twist it to go sideways and sinner repent.
Oh no, that laughy guy's ooh.
There we go.
Must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
No.
So these guys are all okay because
they got the formula.
They got the juice.
They're wheezing the juice.
Oh, Enid did not waste any time.
What
did
the frick?
Just, ripped the shirt.
Why not just put it in his neck?
What more time for salty.
He's got a V
neck.
Why
did we rip the shirt?
I don't know. That was super dumb.
And how come he's not wearing a black undershirt underneath it?
Yeah.
She's Captain Kirk.
He's freeballing.
Oh my God.
Brian, he's freeballing, man. He's Commando.
Commando Kirk?
Yep.
Yeah.
Red shirt and his two buddies are hanging free.
It's like
hyperbolic. That means an exaggerated course? Is that what that means?
I pointed it downward.
Hurry
Would
up.
That
these,
work?
These flashing lights mean we're in trouble. Full temperature.
Fuel temperature.
Oh,
fuel.
That was the idea. It was too cold.
Yeah.
I'm blind. Mm-hmm.
Let me touch the yeoman.
I must mark. Never.
What the?
Dude, she's got a weave on, man. Look at that hair.
Yeah.
Did he give him a shot?
Yes.
No, he. No, Spock just snapped out of it.
Oh,
right?
No, right. Spock has just resisted it.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Somehow.
Well, that's some BS is what that is.
Nice pull away shot. Oh, I like that.
It's as high as I can go.
Yep.
Bad idea. Bad idea.
Everyone? Let's look at everybody.
How many people in that room are dead right now?
Oh, jeez.
Actually, more are alive than I'm thinking. Oh. She just died.
DeForest Kelly.
So Kirk, Uhura, Sulu. I think
that's
it.
What is that supposed to? I don't get it. What did they just do?
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, they're just warping out of there.
What are we seeing right now? Is this what? Why?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
Is this good television? Someone tell me this is not good television.
This is bad television.
Okay.
But it's great television at the same time. It's my favorite thing in the world to watch.
We did it.
Left a fuzzy in space. It's like big naval lint in the sky.
Uh-oh.
Cap? I thought he said Catwoman, but the text reminded me to say Catwoman.
What?
Normal space.
Collapsed? Elapsed time?
Elapsed.
We're going back in time?
Sweet! So why didn't they use that later on instead of doing that whole slingshot thing where they go around the... Mm. Why didn't they just implode the engines? You already established it. Let's all do the time warp.
Let's just jump to the left.
Warp again. No, they're not. You can't be talking in forward time and going backward in it, right?
Right.
It's opposite day. Reverse power.
These knobs don't have slow. It's just left and right.
Either fast or off. That's all we got, sir.
Oh, this is some bullshit right here.
They turned green. They turn green.
They're synchronized. Mm. Synchronized.
Apparently, someone who made the chronometer thought, if these ever run backwards, I need to change the color of the light to red.
Okay, now what?
Warp one.
So he can go back and try to fix things.
That's weenie. That's wiener. That's wiener speed, dude. That's nothing.
Mm.
No, it's not.
So we better get out of here.
It is now.
Make the most of it. Everyone have sex.
For 3 days.
Mm-hmm. And be our own grandfathers.
We'll only use it when the whales come and that giant candy bar tries to communicate with them.
Yeah.
That's how the engines imploded. How can they go anywhere?
We'll forget about that, though, and we'll whip around the sun instead.
We just discovered something that is pretty much the most powerful thing imaginable.
Right.
Let's just think about it. Let's, everybody just stay still and be quiet.
And all stare forward.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes my favorite part of Star Trek, the closing credits I love.
Oh, yeah.
Because they show that weird alien face. Hang on, it's Netflix trailer.
Yeah. Oh, so here's
the
set.
The very last one. Yep.
Yeah, that's Clint Howard's alter ego character, the alien face.
Yeah, here's a person
there's
with
big a big brain.
Very big brain.
They used some footage from the actual episode here.
Why did we pause with his eyes shut? That's weird.
Yeah, what? He's like having a moment.
Okay, that's a great picture.
Yeah.
I would frame that and hang that in my home.
This is weird how they've mingled this episode's shots with...
Yeah, with other ones.
Oh, there we go. Didn't see the green lady.
No. Okay, now let's see the alien head. They don't do that yet. Alien. I think that's later. Oh, my gosh. I forget Desi Arnaz and Lucy produced this show. All right. Well, there it is, folks. That's your viewing. We hope you enjoyed it. Of what's it called? Naked Time.
Naked Time.
Why is it called Naked Time? Did we figure that out? What's the naked part?
Like time becomes naked. I don't know.
It has to do with time travel ultimately, but the most depressing thing about it is the explanation that everyone just got drunk, because people don't act like that when they're drunk.
No, you don't. Like Spock being all sad and melancholy is not his drunk state. We've had other episodes where he actually drinks things.
Yeah, Ponfar is his drunk state, isn't it, basically?
I'm just saying, sure, you might, if you got drunk, you might grab a sword and start swinging it around, but you wouldn't specifically revert to, 18th century swordsmen.
Well, you wouldn't think. But in Star Trek land, yes. Well, thank you, dear listeners, for going on this little trek with us. We hope to do it again real soon. And next week, back to normal episodes. We hope everyone enjoyed the Star Trek movie, because that's why we're not here doing a normal one this week. And next week, we're going to talk about it. What did I say? Star Trek? I meant Warcraft.
Star Trek movie.
Warcraft movie.
We're going to talk about the Warcraft movie?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if it'll be a full episode spoilery thing or anything. But
I guess I'll need to go see it.
Yeah, you'll need to, you need to,
go invest in that. Yeah.
I might like you guys. I'm not, guess I have to go.
Go to Azeroth, Brian Dunaway.
Yeah, you want to be there. You do. You want to, I wish there was a scene of a cow trapped in the bottom of Wailing Caverns so that Brian could be reminded of his best time in that game.
Amazing.
All right. So thank you all for being here. Filmsack.com for everything else. We'll be back next week. Bye and take care.
Bye-bye.